There's been a lot of research done lately on how to slow down the process of aging. And in fact, it turns out that there are some very simple things that each one of us can do to age more slowly. Would you like to know what they are? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again. Today, we're going to take a look at the aging process from a different perspective. I'm no doctor. I was actually accepted to medicine straight out of high school, but I decided to do some other things. Computers seemed much more interesting to me at the time. But you don't have to be a doctor to read what's out there and discover the best information that modern medical science is able to deliver about eating healthy, living healthy, and being healthy to a ripe old age. And one of the things, now that I'm in my mid-50s, that I've been doing is a lot of research and reading around the process of aging. What I observed is that two people of the same age, one can look much younger than the other. Or put the other way around, one can look much older than the other. For instance, a smoker will often look much older than a non-smoker of the same age. A person who is significantly overweight will often behave much older as their leg and hip joints struggle with weight than a person who's not overweight. I see people who are my age using walking sticks or hobbling or finding it hard to get up out of a chair. Is that a random process, or is that something to do with the lifestyle that we lead? Does the process of age strike according to only what's been programmed into our DNA, or are there environmental factors that influence aging? In other words, is there something that you and I can do in how we live to slow the aging process down? That's not a new thought. There's a lot of research going on in this area as our population ages. Why are we living longer? Because many of the old diseases, tuberculosis, malaria, polio, a whole bunch of them that were common a century ago, have either been eradicated or substantially reduced through immunization, through improved medical science. So now it's the aging process that occupies many of the medical researchers. There are a few different theories of aging. The most widely accepted one in the medical community is the free radical theory of aging. You've probably heard of free radicals, but much like me, before I became interested in the aging process, you haven't paid much attention to them. It can always be a little dangerous taking the complex and reducing it into something simple, but in a nutshell, the free radical theory of aging goes something like this. Many of the activities of life produce free radicals in our body. These are unstable molecules in search of a spare electron. We won't go too much into the molecular science here, or we'll be at it all day. Heavy exercise produces free radicals. Pollution produces free radicals. And these free radicals are unstable, highly reactive molecules looking to soak up a free electron from somewhere, anywhere. Now, every cell in your body needs oxygen to survive, to create energy. Without it, you die. In each of your cells, energy is produced by tiny structures called mitochondria. It's a complex process, but think of the mitochondria as the little power plant inside each energy cell. The process involves free radicals. Most of them are contained, but some of them escape, a little bit like the muck that comes out of the exhaust in your car. As soon as the free radical escapes, it's out there looking for a spare electron. And when it finds one to grab, the molecule that donated it now becomes an unstable free radical. And those free radicals do all sorts of horrible things in your body if they go unchecked. They create a chain reaction of molecular instability. A researcher in this field, Dr. Harmon, puts it this way. It is likely that the lifespan of an individual is primarily determined by the rate of mitochondria damage inflicted at an increasing rate with age by free radicals arising in the mitochondria in the course of normal respiration. Eventually, your mitochondria become less efficient from the accumulation of free radicals, and a vicious cycle begins. You produce more and more superoxide radicals and have less and less defense against them, and finally, your body's various defense mechanisms are overwhelmed. Now, this process of producing free radicals is exacerbated by very heavy exercise, by smoking, by pollutants, and they tell us, by a diet rich in refined carbohydrates. That could explain, for instance, why smokers often appear to be much older than their non-smoking contemporaries. But here's the good news. The whole destructive process of free radicals is counteracted by things called antioxidants. Think of the effect of a free radical as the process of oxidizing or rusting your body. Antioxidants are substances that have free electrons to give away to stabilize the free radicals, to bring your whole system back into balance. Where do you get them from, these antioxidants? Well, from foods rich in antioxidants, namely fruit and vegetables. In fact, the brighter the colour of the fruit or vegetable, mostly, the richer they are in antioxidants. Broccoli, spinach, berries, red and green and yellow capsicums or peppers. The brighter, the better. An antioxidant is simply a substance that quenches a free radical by donating an electron, thereby ending the free radical chain of events that destroys mitochondria and causes the body to age and eventually to die. There's a very, very, very good reason why they keep telling us to eat lots of fruit and vegetables, because they're healthy for us, and this is how they contribute to our bodies these antioxidants that quench the free radicals, not to mention all the vitamin nutrients that they pump into our bodies as well. Some people take vitamin supplements. I, for instance, take vitamin C and E as well as garlic supplements because those three are the cheapest and most potent antioxidants that you can lay your hands on. Nuts are full of antioxidants as well as good oils. Contrast that with a diet high in refined carbohydrates, which creates an oversupply of insulin, hyperinsulinism it's called, to deal with all the sugars you're pumping into your body. And as one researcher put it, hyperinsulinism puts you in the aging express lane. Agree with him or not, Dr. Robert Atkins puts the whole thing in perspective as he writes this about the historical context of our diets. He says that no human civilization ever has consumed a preponderance of carbohydrates in the form of refined products with most of their original phytonutrient content discarded until the 20th century westernized diet became prevalent. So, eat your fruit and your veggies, which, by the way, are stunning. Ditch most of the refined carbohydrates, and in one fell swoop, you are introducing antioxidants that you need to slow the aging process, and you are removing the single greatest cause of putting people into the aging fast lane. That's it in a nutshell. And the reason I've been rabbiting on about this for the last week and a half on the program is quite simply this. What we're shoving into our mouths by way of sweet drinks and refined foods is not just killing us early. It's robbing many people of the quality of life that they should be having. God has a mighty plan for your life, but that plan can't and won't be fulfilled if you're prematurely destroying the precious body that he's given you. Listen again to the Apostle Paul and what he has to say about the body that you have been given. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. It sounds like the most simple thing in the world to do. Eat your fruit and vegetables. Stay away from sweet things. Why can't we do that? I'll tell you why. Because we've convinced ourselves that a diet high in refined carbohydrates is normal. Just about everything you pick up on the supermarket shelf is pumped full of refined carbohydrates. If only we would turn the clock back 100 or so years on our diets, eat the healthy, unrefined stuff that comes out of the meat tray, that comes out of the ground, and ditch all the processed food, people, we would be so much healthier. We would be fit and we would live longer. It's not just about adding years to your life. It's about adding life to your years. Way too many people in this world are carrying way too much weight. And that's led to a global pandemic of metabolic syndrome, diabetes, heart attack, and stroke. But it needn't be that way. Armed with a few simple facts, it turns out to be much easier than you might think to lose the weight you need to lose and keep it off permanently. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called 5 Secrets for Losing Weight and Keeping It Off to help you live a healthy life to a ripe old age. As someone who struggled with his weight and battled obesity for much of my life, I know how sensitive and difficult this topic is. But seriously, you can win the battle. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. And you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.